you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the Second Date Update on Y100.
Good morning, Troy. All right, can I just ask in advance, what the hell did you do? Because this sounds extreme.
It doesn't look good. I don't know much, but I know that.
Yeah. So according to you, Andrea ditched you mid-date.
Yeah, man. She just like walked out during Civil War.
You took her to see Civil War?
Yeah, I mean, that's like what she wanted to see. Do you think that is important?
Well, I don't know.
I heard it was an awful movie.
Yeah, but if that's what she wanted to see, then I guess she would only have herself to blame. So did she walk out mid-film, like mid-movie or what?
It was a terrible movie, but I don't know. She just left during the trailers.
Wait.
Hang on.
She didn't even make it to the movie?
Troy, I'm going to ask again. What did you do?
I don't know. I swear. Like, she just out of nowhere, she stood up, grabbed her bag, and she just bounced. Like, she didn't say anything to me. Like, I thought she was just going to the bathroom. And then after 15 minutes, I got worried, and then I went to look for her. And that's basically when I realized, like, she had just completely up and left. I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't know where she went, but yeah.
So you say you looked for her, you searched for her.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, to the extent that I could, like, I didn't call the cops or report her missing or anything. I just checked the lobby, concessions, you know, there was like a old lady that like checked the women's bathroom for me.
Oh.
And that's pretty much like all I could do, you know?
You enlisted a party. I guess our biggest question, mm-hmm. did you stay and watch the movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Was this a blind date, Troy? Was this a situation where like you didn't know each other at all and she just dipped early?
Or? No, we've actually been out a lot, like several times, like successfully. And one of them was also to the movies. So it's not like she had a problem with like going to the movies.
Yeah. With that kind of thing.
Right.
Like anytime we went out, she seemed like she was always having fun. I thought we were having a good time. So.
Right. And there's nothing you can think of that would like put her off so completely, like so quickly that.
Guys, I have no clue. Like none, no idea whatsoever. Like I was hella mad in the beginning, but then I started to get a little worried, like what if she was in a crisis or had some kind of like emergency or something. Sure. I sent her a few messages, I tried calling her, but after a few hours of not hearing anything back, like I could only assume it was me. So like if something else had been going on, like I think she would have said something
by now.
I don't know, that's just kind of like when the wheels started turning in my brain. I figured whatever I did, it was probably pretty bad. And so I need to fix it with something awesome.
Did that fall through? Or was this always the plan?
Like this?
I mean, of course, y'all were my first choice. I listen to this show every day. Like, I know that there are times when, like, you can't do anything about it, but I know you guys also help people, so that's exactly what I need.
It's very kind of you, man. And we need to know there's not, like, obviously, like, another girl or some, you know, secret family she could have found out about, so nothing like that.
No, there's nothing. There's no, like, wild, scandalous secret or anything in my closet. I promise you, we were just going to watch a movie as far as I was concerned. We might have been rushing a little more than usual to get there. Like I was not going to lie, I was 15 minutes late, but like, that's all I can think of.
Right. Okay. So we're just going to mentally prepare ourselves for the worst on this one, just so you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. But at that point, I think we're all on pins and needles.
Yeah.
We want to know what's actually going on.
All right. So we'll call Andrea and we'll get this thing sorted. That is next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on
Y100. Troy. Poor Troy.
Poor, well, we
number
say poor.
Number one, he had to sit through Civil War.
I heard that. Yeah, just not
my... Not great.
Yeah.
From the reviews.
I just don't
But
know.
Andrea didn't even make it to the film. Like, she left during the trailers.
She wasn't even about any part of it.
No,
at
so
all.
Whatever happened, it was bad.
Yeah.
So he thought emergency, but right. Now he's reached out.
And it's
so much.
So it's him.
Like, she would have said something,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Of course she would have.
If she...
Of course she
could.
Would. She would have.
Would be the only
well, she got caught up in
exception
a
here.
Civil War. Or
she got arrested or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that would be fun.
Well, that would make this next part difficult right. Because I do think we have her on the phone. Hey, is this Andrea?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, Andrea. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. Look. Here's the thing, okay? We have a date package that we're going to offer you, and it is a great deal. You pick it. It's completely free. But I need you to keep an open mind here because odds are you're going to have a problem with part of this.
Why would I have a problem?
Yep.
So the catch to the prize is that you have to use this date with the person who entered you for it. Now, you've been out a few times before, and he is... still very much into you, but from what it sounds like, you might not feel the same way. This is about Troy. You
right.
know Troy, right, Andrea?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Now, for your last date, we know you went to the movies, and you did not leave with him. He said you didn't make it through the trailers before you just kind of dipped, so we were wondering, like, if there was...
Did he tell you why?
He didn't.
No. Because I don't know why. You didn't say a word to me. You just got up and...
Okay.
Left.
Is this really necessary?
Right, well...
He's on the phone.
It's probably not necessary.
Yeah. Is that a problem, Andrea? Like, do you need us to put him on hold?
No. Okay. I mean, it's serious, but not that serious.
Okay.
And honestly, it wouldn't matter. It's not like he's going to hear anything I'm about to say anyway.
Well,
he made that clear time and time again out on our dates. We've had this conversation multiple times. I do not like butter in, on, or around my popcorn, okay?
Huh.
Okay, so hang on.
Yeah, what are we...
Well, He put butter on the popcorn.
Right. Is that...
He put butter on the popcorn?
Is that it?
Hear me out, okay? We'd already been to the movies.
Yeah.
This was our second time going. When we first went, he dumped all this butter all over it, and I told him he could have it all. I hate that movie butter. It's just like the grossest thing. The way it clings to your fingers and everything, it's just like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's not even butter.
True.
It's some kind of flavored oil. So anyway, he apologizes, which I appreciated, but it wasn't necessary. He didn't know.
Okay.
It wasn't on purpose. He even went and got me a new bag with no butter, which I thought was really sweet.
Yes.
Dude.
You know, but for this date, we were running a few minutes late, but we decided to divide and conquer. I'd get the seats and he'd get the snacks. So I reminded him, no butter, please. He laughs because, I mean, I'm passionate about that damn butter, okay?
Right.
Clearly.
You know, so what does he come back with? A bag so slick with freaking oil. Oh, and I'd ask for a Dr. Pepper, and he brought me back a Coke. Like, yeah, that was it. That was it for me.
Okay, oh for
okay,
two.
First of all, I don't remember you saying that in the car. I'm pretty sure I asked you if I could get some, and you nodded yes. You nodded yes.
Did you?
I guess
I just assume you'd order two popcorn. I'm not your mother. I don't police what you eat. Get butter on your popcorn. Go freaking nuts. But if I asked you multiple times, you better not come sit down next to me until you got a bag of unbuttered popcorn. Like, why is that so hard for you?
All right. I think we understand where you're coming from, but, like, is this a little... I don't know. I mean, you're this angry over, like, movie butter?
It's not, no.
Oh my God, it's not about that.
Yeah.
It's not even about
yes.
the butter. It's just about how he doesn't listen. Like, I say things and he just, like, I don't know, it's like he willfully ignores me. I don't know how it's possible for him to get the message on something like that.
Okay, calm down for just a minute. I do remember the first time, but that's why I asked you, is it okay if I get buttered this time?
Why would I have said yes if I'd literally just asked you not to put any on mine? Why would you even ask? Like, I'd already answered the question.
Good point.
I don't know. I wanted butter.
I mean, like, if we're going to share popcorn or anything, I mean, like, I don't know, our lives, I just need you to listen to me when I speak. It's bad enough that I have to deal with this at work. I can't have it happening at home, too. Jesus Christ.
Has this ever happened to you before?
Are you kidding me right now? I literally just said that. Why don't you men listen to what women say? I swear, I'd say it's a gap in your short-term memory or something. But come on, be better. I mean, I'll admit, this is probably an overreaction to Troy and our situation. But I'm telling you, this happens to me all the time, and I'm so freaking sick of it. Troy's like a really super nice guy, but damn, open your ears once in a while, okay? Okay, Troy? Okay, the entire male population?
All right.
Okay. Well, right.
Well, you said it. This behavior is not limited to Troy, so that's good. Hang on the line.
Yes.
Let's get y'all set up on a nice date that doesn't involve fake butter of any kind, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can take care of that for you. Hang on.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.